jobs, taxes, education, and health care were all on the table last night when the five Democrats running for governor appeared together at Harvard's Institute of Politics in one of the first forums of the campaign. WBUR's David Scharfenberg reports the Democrats are still working to distinguish themselves from the pack and introduce themselves to voters.
The race for governor is really just a couple of months old, and if the polls tell us anything, most people don't know much about who's running. A WBUR survey last month found most voters are familiar with one of the candidates, Attorney General Martha Coakley. The other four Democrats, not so much. So the most important part of the forum last night may have been the introductions. Coakley pitched herself as the candidate of economic fairness.
It's a time when we need to move the state forward to be both prosperous and fair. I think it's crucial that we do both those things, that we turn this economy around for everybody, not just people at the top.
Treasurer Steve Grossman sounded a similar theme.
We have a responsibility in this wonderful state of ours to make sure that we leave no one behind.
Homeland Security expert Juliette Kayyem said Democrats, in particular, have an obligation to make government work better.
I believe in government's capacity to do good. And as Democrats, we have to say that every day. I also believe it can always do better.
Former Obama administration healthcare official Donald Berwick, he wants to be the liberal in the race. And he trotted out a prominent conservative to make the point.
Glenn Beck called me the second most dangerous man in America.
The fifth candidate, biopharmaceutical executive Joe Avalone, pitched himself as the moderate businessman with progressive ideas.
We have to do something very bold about the environment. It's a ticking time bomb. It was the first candidate to propose a carbon tax.
So, got all that? Don't worry. The test isn't until the Democratic primary in September, and some of these candidates may not even make it past the party's convention to the ballot. But in the meantime, they're promising a pretty aggressive agenda. Berwick, a pediatrician, told the story of a teenager he treated years ago for leukemia.
And I fought hard for him. I did everything I could for him. 10 years later, he died on the streets. He cured his leukemia, killed by poverty, by racism, by injustice. It's not good enough.
Berwick said he'd go into any town that asked and provide a comprehensive suite of services to keep kids safe and healthy. Several candidates talked about better technology in the schools and improved mental health services. Universal preschool is especially popular with this crowd. Here's Grossman.
We have 25,000 3- and 4-year-olds on a waiting list for pre-K. We think of ourselves as number one in public education, and we have 25,000 kids on a waiting list. That's unacceptable.
So with all of these plans, the last question from a college student in the audience was probably the best. How are you going to pay for all of this? Three of the candidates, Grossman, Kayyem, and Berwick, suggested they push for tax hikes if necessary. Here's Kayyem.
I don't like it when Republicans make no tax pledges. I don't like it when Democrats make no tax pledges. We have to have a conversation. Taxes are a way to generate revenue in hard times.
Avalone said curbing health care costs could free up hundreds of millions. No new taxes required. Coakley, who's leading in the early polls, made a more general appeal to cutting waste in government.
I think we waste a lot of money in this state. I see it. And so you start there.
You got to start somewhere. And for voters just tuning into the race, a lively little forum at Harvard University was as good a place as any. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.